look out. Here comes Monsignor.
Welcome to the JDV Productions Podcast.
Trouble here on the front stretch. One car hard to the outside wall.
Interviews with the biggest stars.
Man, I can't give it up enough to this team, but especially Tommy Baldwin, man. I've had a lot of fun with him over the years, and it's just getting better.
Go behind the scenes. In-depth storytelling. Catch up on all things JDV.
Together, JVD Productions and Josh Mineta.
The JDV Productions Podcast.
Your champion.
Starts now.
Welcome back to season two of the JDV Productions podcast. My name is Josh Mineta. I am the CEO and promoter of JDV Productions, and it is my joy to welcome you back for the second season of the podcast. You may notice that there's nobody else on the screen today, and that's because this is actually going to be a solo episode. I'm going to start by telling you how I got my own start in racing, question I get a lot, why I've stayed in racing, and then I'm going to talk about what I'm really excited about heading into 2024. One of the emerging themes that we've noticed throughout our first season of the JDV Productions podcast is that racing is all about family. And that is certainly the case for the Vinetas. My grandfather grew up really enjoying racing when he grew up in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, and he passed that on to my dad, as is so often the case. My dad was racing at Seekonk Speedway in the street stock division, now called the Sportsman division. His car number was 31, and he was regularly competing at the time that I was born. As you can imagine, with a newborn at home, he decided that he was going to stop racing. But that didn't stop us from visiting the racetrack. As a matter of fact, some of my most fond memories are actually sitting on the concrete steps of the backstretch of Seekonk Speedway, where I had my own race going on. Some of you may have heard me talk about this in season one. Most kids just bring their Matchbox race cars to the racetrack, but I had Matchbox race cars, and I had Matchbox tow trucks and Matchbox ambulances and fire trucks and police cars and pretty much everything else you needed to produce a race event. And so I think at a very young age, I already had that inside of my veins. Fast forward a little bit, and my brother's born, and we're going as a whole family. There's 3.5 years between Jake and I, and Jake really had an itch to try racing. So when I was in college, my brother decided he was going to race karts at Sugar Hill Speedway, which is now closed and was in Ware, New Hampshire. Jake took a liking to it and earned his first win in his first season. As I was watching him do this, I thought it could be really fun and interesting for me to try. So I did. And I really didn't make it very far. I hated the feeling of somebody being next to me and it being out of control and they could wreck my day. I'm too much of a type A personality for that. So my brother continued on in racing. Eventually, he moved up his way into full-size stock cars and has raced regularly at Seekonk and toured through with Pro Stock Series in the Northeast. And I took a different path. I took a path into officiating. When I realized that I actually didn't want to be a race car driver myself, I had heard about an open position at Seekonk. And so I applied to be a starter there, which was a cool job. At the time, I was working with Josh Manfredo, who is now the tri-track flagman and starter. And we worked together for several years. Eventually, I left Seekonk and went and did some touring with the Modified Racing Series and the Pro 4 Modifieds. I also was helped to bring the Allison Legacy cars when they were back in competition in the Northeast. Racetracks in the Northeast, along with Mike Vasquez, who was the owner of the series and is now going to be racing in 2024 in the Pro 4 Modifieds. And it was really fun to tour around and meet a bunch of different track operators and see a bunch of different racetracks throughout New England and into New York and other places. But eventually, I got an opportunity, which I think many would consider the opportunity of a lifetime. My full-time job was I was running a sales department for a Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC store, and I was offered the opportunity to go and work at Thompson Speedway. I had gotten to know the Hainick family following my time there as a starter when I was working for Ben Dodge. And when they decided that they were renovating the racetrack, they had asked if I would be interested in blending my passion for motorsports along with my experience in managing a business. So we did that for 6 years and had a tremendous run. During that time, we built a team that won national awards, received a national recognition, and very proud of everything that happened there. I remember back to my final World Series, which was my favorite event, and I had found a picture that my dad had taken of me sitting in the grandstands as a young boy. And I had never imagined that my life would take me to the first paved oval and the first purpose-built road course in the United States with the opportunity to run it. My time there ended, and I decided to head back into the automotive business, but my itch and my love for racing, it stayed. And so I decided that I wanted to start my own promotions company. And we did a one-off race at White Mountain Motorsports Park, and we called it the Bullring Bash. And we pivoted out of that. That didn't go quite the way that we thought it would. And so that's when I contacted Jimmy Wilson, and we began promoting NASCAR wheel and modified tour races again. The last 3 years have been phenomenal. We've seen great growth. Our brand has been recognized, and we've been able to tell stories of racers in Pennsylvania, in New York, in New Hampshire, in Maine, at the now closed Beech Ridge Motor Speedway. And those are real treasures, things that we value. And that's led us to 2024, where we get the opportunity to take Monadnock Speedway and really reposition it as a leader in short track racing. And I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. So I gave you the history of how my family has been involved in racing and how I personally have stayed in racing. What I want to talk about, though, is why I enjoy racing. I think it's no secret that I am a huge fan of modifieds. They are my favorite race cars. I love the way they look. I love the way they sound. And I think there is nothing quite like the rumble of a modified. That's one of the main things that has actually kept me around. I think it's the excitement. I also think it's the community. It's interesting. I think when people talk about the modified community, we're an interesting bunch, because at the same point in time, we're very competitive, but don't ever cross one of the other members of the modified community, because we have each other's backs. And all of that has made it special. And I think promoting has been the way that I've actually been able to stay involved in the community, to bring out the goodness of it, which is something that our team is really passionate about. There's certainly enough discontent in the world, and that doesn't, we're not immune from that in motorsports. But preserving the goodness of clean competition, building events that people actually want to come to and pay for, building a community of people in which there's mutual trust between racetracks and competitors and race fans, all of those things that make for a good business, I think. The reason that I actually was asked to take the job at Thompson is the very thing that has kept me involved. I've enjoyed building really strong teams. I've enjoyed building platforms where we can tell stories of the race car drivers who are the real performers. No one buys tickets to see Josh Vineda. I am under no disillusion that that is the case. No one even buys tickets to see our team. But I do believe that people buy tickets because of the way that we orchestrate and organize our events. And that's a way for me that I've been able to be fulfilled in racing. And that's why we've kept JDV Productions going. Many of you remember our first NASCAR wheel and modified tour race at Jennerstown, where it rained all day and we barely got the race in. I think there's a big misconception that promoters are out here and we're making millions, if that was only the case. But we have passion too. And it's my passion for business. It's my passion for the modifieds. It's my passion for the sport. To keep it going, to preserve the history. And I truly look at our role at this particular moment in time. For those of us who are promoters or competitors, we are stewards. We are literally caretakers of an incredible tradition. The modifieds were the first cars to race on the beach at Daytona. And now here we are in 2024, heading into its 76th season of modified racing. And that's something that nobody else can really say. The modifieds have that rich lineage and heritage. And now those of us who are promoting races and those of us who are competing, those of us who are race fans, we're stewards of that. One day they'll be talking about the stories of Matt Hirschman and his exceptional dominance in the modified community. They'll be talking about Doug Kobe as a six-time champion, Justin Bonsignor with multiple championships. They'll be talking about Phil Moran as a crew chief. And they'll be doing that all in the same way that you hear names like Richie Evans or Bugsy Stevens or Leo Cleary or Charlie Jazombach or a list of many other competitors, Ted Christopher, for example. So that's why I've stayed involved in the sport and continue to give it my best every year. In conclusion, I want to talk about what I'm really excited about. Many people have asked me how the opportunity with Monadnock Speedway had come along. And it's an interesting question, and I don't think it was one that we were particularly looking for. But Norm Wren and I, the owner of Monadnock, we were having a conversation about what we were going to be doing in 2024. We had leased the track several times over the past couple of years, and we were looking forward towards the season. And what emerged out of that was an opportunity in which JDV Productions could lease the track for the whole season. Here's what I think makes Monadnock charming, and the reasons why I thought that this made a lot of sense. Monadnock's in an interesting geographical location. Simultaneously, it's easy to get to, and yet not that close at all. But it's not that far up from 91. I can get there from my home in eastern Massachusetts in 2 hours, and somehow it feels like it takes nearly 2 hours to get there from pretty much everywhere, unless you live in that general area. So I think the accessibility of the racetrack was one thing that I found curious. It's just north of Modified Country in Connecticut. The second thing that I found interesting was I've always thought that that had a really intimate feel. The wood line on the backstretch, the grandstands that are in the pits, obviously the grandstands all the way down on the front stretch. And now Norm had installed grandstands that are in the center of turns 3 and 4. And so it's almost got a stadium style to it, which I think makes it extremely intimate and it makes it feel like you're on top of the action. I was reminded by a friend when I was telling him that I was going to move forward with leasing Monadnock. And he said, do you remember when you said that if you could get your hands on a racetrack, you would want it to be Monadnock and you would put seats in the center of turns 3 and 4 and you would move the grandstands closer to the racetrack on the front stretch? And honestly, I hadn't remembered that until he reminded me. And it was such a cool confirmation of what was about to happen, that we were going to be taking the leadership on with a vision that I had had years before. And I think that very story too, just goes to show the similarity of thought that Norm Wren and I have. Norm's made massive contributions to short track racing. He raced for a long time and he knows what it's like to be on the other side. And he's a racer's racer. He truly gets it. His most recent investment was one of the other reasons that made Monadnock really appealing. It was getting a brand new racing surface. The brand new asphalt at Monadnock opens up so many questions here in February of 2024 as we look towards the JDV Open on April the 20th. Lots of questions about what's the tire wear going to be like? There were a few changes made. How are they going to impact the racing surface and the competition? And I think it's that excitement and that wonder and that expectation that drives all of us to want to be there on April the 20th when we see race cars on that surface for the first time turning competitive laps. The last thing that drew me to Monadnock was this. It's a passionate community. And it's a passionate community of people who have history with the modifieds, who love the modifieds, who love their racetrack, and who really want to see it succeed. One of the things that has really been apparent as we've surveyed race teams and race fans is that they really want to see and are on board with helping the track to thrive. They want to see increased crowds and increased car counts. And I think we're well on our way to that. So what can people expect from us as they look forward to 2024? Well, we've been really bullish and passionate about making sure that JDV Productions is a national quality event that happens with local roots. And we want to preserve the very, very best of what exists at Monadnock while bringing our national quality flair to all of the events there. So when you look at our 2024 schedule, there actually is no such thing as a regular event. And I have to credit Andy Cusack, former owner of Beech Ridge Motor Speedway, for that. When he and I were working on our deal for me to lease Beech Ridge for our Rumble at the Ridge 200, I had asked Andy what he was going to be racing this week. I was visiting in advance of the event at the time. I asked him, well, Andy, is that just a regular event? And he smirked and he looked at me and he said, Josh, don't you know by now? There are no such things as regular events. And he was right. I had intuitively believed that, but there he was verbalizing it. There is, in fact, no such thing as a regular event with JDV Productions. And so we will bring the fits and the finishes and the promotions that we bring to all of our events, to every single Saturday night that we race at Monadnock Speedway. Another thing that people can expect to see is increased car counts. At the time of this recording, there are 30 Mad Dog Modifieds that are already registered, and we're expecting to see at least another 10 that'll register a car number for 2024. And while they certainly all won't be there every week, that would be a higher number than was seen in 2023. And I think with a higher number of participation on a weekly basis, resulting in a higher average car count over the course of the season. The Super Street division is really shaping up nicely. We have 25 drivers who have registered for that division. And the purse changes that we made, changing the starting money to $100, was huge. It's paying off already, seeing renewed interest. The contingency program that we've put together for $1,500 towards a body through AR Bodies, with thanks to them, is something that people will be able to compete for throughout the course of the season. And also the establishment of our point fund, which we really pumped some money into, once again, the Super Street division. The mini stocks and the pure stocks certainly have shown that they have solid car counts. Last year, the pure stocks had the highest average car count by division of all of the six divisions that competed regularly at Monadnock. And the mini stocks had a great rebound year, and we're looking forward to more of that as we add on the JDV Open mini stocks twice in 2024. The Mad Pups have great renewed interest, as we've seen. We're now back up to double-digit entries there, and we're expecting that really to be a nice transition from people who are coming in that want to race on the new asphalt, and then we'll graduate up and build our pure stock division and the future of the program at Monadnock Speedway. The Six Shooters have many of the same names returning, and certainly we'll be looking forward to taking on the new asphalt as well. While there are no regular events, they're all special. There are some that are really special. The NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour will return to Monadnock three times to race on the brand new asphalt. What's unique about that is there'll be three different race distances. The first race will be 150 laps. The second will be the longest in the history of the Wheel and Modified Tour at Monadnock for 250 laps. And the final race of the year will be the customary distance at the Winchester Fair for 200 laps. We'll also have the second annual Winchester Open for the JDV Open Modifieds. Last year's race was a thrilling battle that Matt Kimball ended up winning, the hometown hero. And I'm sure that there'll be a full field of cars for the second consecutive version of the Winchester Open. We'll see the return of the 350 Super Modifieds in June. Fan favorites like the Firecracker 100 for the Mad Dog Modifieds will also be back in 2024. One thing I want to tell race fans that I've heard often is that they miss driver meet and greets. And I want to tell you to hang on. We've got some information coming out for you on that. The first race of the year, the JDV Open, we actually are going to open the pits and give people opportunity to walk through, to get autographs. And there'll be several other opportunities throughout the course of the year, whether it be on one of the kids' nights or back to school night, where we will have opportunities for fans to engage with drivers. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope it's given you some perspective into how JDV Productions was founded, what makes me personally tick as the leader of the company and a promoter, and what I'm looking most forward to in 2024. In conclusion, I want to say thank you. JDV Productions stands on the shoulders of all of the great promoters, track owners, and operators who've gone before us. We stand on the shoulders of our race fans who buy tickets and are passionate about the modifieds. They're passionate about our brand, and they're passionate about seeing national quality delivered. And lastly, and certainly not least, thank you to the crew members, drivers, car owners, and all those who support in the garage during the week. We wouldn't have a sport we enjoy without all of you. We know many of you make sacrifices to work on cars, miss family dinners, and you have long hours of travel that inconvenience families during the weekends. And we're grateful for all of you. So enjoy the last few weeks of the off season. We're getting ready to head down to New Smyrna. We'll look forward to seeing you, many of you there. And for those who don't make that trek, we'll certainly see you on Saturday, April the 20th at Monadnock Speedway for the first competitive laps on the brand new asphalt. It's the JDV Open. For more information on JDV Productions, you can visit jdvproductions.com or you can visit monadnockspeedway.com. We'll be back next week with another episode.